Happiness can exist only in acceptance. Happiness can exist only in acceptance. All the happiness in the world exists around us continuously. Everywhere you look, there's happiness. Everywhere you look, people are happy. And then there are some people who don't accept that happiness. They want to be sad. They want to be unhappy. And so they're unhappy. But the happiness exists. But it only exists when you accept it. If you go around accepting less than happiness, then that's what you're getting, is less than happiness. When you go around trying to defend yourself all the time, you're just existing in less than happiness. Now, what are you defending yourself about? I got a right to be unhappy. I got a right to be mad. I got a right to be filled with gloom. And what are our rights in life? Just what are our rights in life?
To be ourselves and have fun.
Ellen says our right is to be ourselves and have fun. Well, what is your opinion of being yourself and having fun? Is that happy or is that sad? Some people feel that they're Mr. and Mrs. Gloom, you know, and they want to go around having all that unhappiness in them. But happiness is really what everybody wants. It's really what everybody thinks about. Anita was telling us this morning about her friend who had a dog that looked like a giant bulldog, a big muscular thing with a big chest and big forearms, four legs, and a little tiny waist and so forth, and just ready to go and out and be a lover. But he looked like a tiger, but he was a lover. And whenever he saw somebody, he'd go up to them and say, "I'm your friend," and slobber them. And, of course, everyone's not used to that. But one day, Anita was telling us, her friend was walking with her dog and her daughter, and as they were going off to the beach, the dog was freely running around, happy, and the dog saw a person in the distance and said, "That's somebody else to play with, somebody else to love." And so that dog started full speed ahead to run up and catch that person who was running on the beach. And of a sudden, the person turned around and looked at the dog and thought, "Wow, here comes a dog. And I'm a lover." So he threw out his arms and he said, "Come, baby." And he got down on his knees and said, "Come, baby." And the dog came. But the dog didn't know that he was a lover. He didn't know that he was a friend. So the dog had to say, "Hey, I'm a friend, and I'm going to love you and lick you and tell you how wonderful I am." And so, naturally, the guy realized that the dog was a very friendly dog. And how did the guy know the dog was friendly? He had no reason to expect one thing or another. He was a friendly guy. But he got in a friendly mode. He got in a happy attitude. And, of course, the dog just had to jump right into that happy attitude and say, "Yes, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's who I am too." And, you see, happiness, it's only when we accept it that we know it's there, that we know it's wonderful in our life. I give you a gift. And I say, "Here, would you like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?" "Oh, I hate that stuff. I hate that. Oh, that's terrible stuff." Okay. So I'm not offended because you can't offend me. And I just turn away and eat the peanut butter and jelly sandwich myself. Or I share it with my puppy dog or I do whatever. And it's wonderful. And then I come back to you later and you have the audacity. You have the audacity. "Herb, you never share anything with me. You never give me anything. You never tell me anything. You're never nice to me at all." I said, "I'm nice to you, but you haven't accepted it when I was nice to you. You didn't realize it, and because you didn't realize it, you thought I wasn't nice to you. You have to learn how to accept it from everybody and everything. And if a dog comes up to you, or a cat, that's easy. And a cat comes up and rubs against you, and so you think, that cat wants me to pet them. That cat wants me to love them. And as soon as they finish rubbing against you, they go away. They don't want anything from you. The cat doesn't need your love. The cat is love. And so the cat comes up and loves you and rubs against you and goes on her way. If the cat were sort of an unhappy cat, a cat that felt moody, that felt it wasn't nobody loved him, he'd probably go crawl in a corner someplace. But these cats love to crawl all over your feet, and they walk. I'm sitting in my chair. The cat comes up on my chair, and he doesn't want to step on my skin, but he likes to step on my clothes. And so he walks across my clothes, and then he'll say, well, I think it's time for me to take a nap, right in the middle of walking across me. So he plucks this down on my tip of my tummy, and his head is on my chest, and he's going, and snoring away just as happy as can be. And he didn't ask permission. He didn't tell me he wanted to love me. He didn't tell me he wanted me to love him. So I accept it. And I accept it. And I'll put my hand gently and pet him while he's there, you know. And he doesn't care. It's okay. You could pet me if you want. But I don't need it. Because I am love. Because I am content. I am fulfilled. You cannot make me happy or sad because I am happiness. And I share it wherever I go. And I share it openly and freely and wonderfully. And you see, this is what it's all about. All about being ourselves and having fun. Like Ellen said, be ourselves and have fun. That's happiness. But what's happiness for you and what's happiness for me? Two different things. Anita dove into the swimming pool when the temperature was cold. She may have touched the surface and it wasn't so cold, but once she got under the water, it was cold down there. But so a little shock, and then she said, that's tingly, that's good, that's sort of invigorating. And then she got out of the pool, and like a puppy dog, she shook, and the water all flew every which way, and then she walked down to her house. Now, her choice of doing that, I used to like to do that. When I was about 15 years old, at 10, 15, 20 years old, I loved doing that. But now that I'm 21, I don't have the same joy of diving into cold water. And we have a lot of friends who come here to the ranch, and they like our solar heated pool. It's heated by the sun.
That's a good one.
And they dive in there, and they just have such fun. And it's amazing. I walked up the path yesterday morning, and as I came up the path, I came up the roadway to the, which is the exit for the house, and I came up at my entrance. And as I came up, I got the middle part, right as it was in the lower valley, and a gust of warm wind just surrounded me and enfolded me. And it was out of nowhere. And the morning air was still just a little bit cool, but that gust of warm wind was very warm. And I stood there for a second, and I thought, hey, take this with me. And then I walked a little further, and it got cool again. But it was nice. You see, that gust of warm wind, did I know that it was going to come? Did I have any idea it was going to be there? Was I expecting it? I just accepted it when it came. And I said, this is wonderful. This feels so good. It feels just cozy and snuggly, you know. And these are things that are gifts to us. They're gifts to us. Happiness is a gift to us that we give to ourselves. It's out there, but it doesn't do us any good until we accept it. It's out there in the world around us, but it does us no good unless we claim it and make it ours and enjoy every single second of it. And you can do that by just accepting it. Happiness only exists when you accept it. Happiness only exists when you accept it. It's always there, but you have to accept it. So the next time you reach down, pet your cat or your dog or your child or your husband or your wife or your friend, the next time you do that, just say, that's happiness. and exist because I accept it. Have a wonderful, 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 happy, 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 oh, happy day. And know that I love you. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you, love you.